Here, a shearer cuts off part of a sheep's ear with no pain relief whatsoever. This shearer pokes his fingers into dozens of sheep's eyes.
The footage published on Peter Australia's website shows sheep being punched, stomped on, beaten on the head with hammers, and in some cases having wounds stitched. Previously, Peter has targeted the sheep industry on farmers and mulesing, and now it's got a new agenda, shearers.
There is no such thing as humane wool. Please leave wool out of your wardrobe and instead choose from one of the many warm and stylish, cruelty-free alternative materials available.
Claire Fryer is Peter Australia's campaign coordinator. She says footage was obtained at 19 different shearing sheds across South Australia, Victoria and New South Wales. She says some of the people in the sheds knew that they were being filmed.
I can't elaborate on that, obviously, at this time for the safety of the investigators, but certainly some of the footage was filmed openly. Many of them were aware they were being recorded. And it's also important to mention that there were station managers, farmhands, and were affiliated with the producers in some sheds, and no one was remanded for any of the abuse.
What have you done with this footage?
Well, detailed formal complaints with obviously extensive supporting video and photographs have been filed by PDUS with the appropriate authorities in Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia.
Which authorities?
In Victoria, it's the DEPI, Bureau of Animal Welfare's director, and then it's the chief inspectors of the RSPCA of both New South Wales and South Australia.
Do you know if the shearers or any of the shearers involved in this were taking drugs at all?
I don't have any information on that at all, I'm afraid, no.
How long have you had the footage for?
The investigation's only recently been finalised. So I do know all the footage was recorded within the last 12 months and the investigation's only recently been finalised.
So why have you been sitting on it for so long?
Well, obviously, this full evidence needs to be given to the authorities and the US investigation has only just been finalised.
So do you think that discredits Peter as an animal welfare group, given that it has been sitting on that footage for that period of time?
Well, obviously the farmers have their legal responsibility for ensuring that the animals in their care are treated appropriately. These cruelties were well known by their crew supervisors. Those who had the power to stop the abuses immediately didn't. Peter US has been compiling a strong case for authorities, and it knows from experience that they need that to help in this cruelty. Otherwise, authorities' hands are tied and these animals' suffering will continue unabated.
The wool industry says it condemns the mistreatment of animals and it's invested $7 million over the last 5 years in training shearers and shed hands in best practice animal welfare. Martin Oppenheimer is a New South Wales director at the Australian Wool Growers Association.
Well, it's very disappointing and it doesn't reflect what actually happens in the Australian wool industry today. Animal welfare is highest priority and standards have improved over the last 20 to 30 years. So it goes against everything that we know and everything that we see in the Australian wool industry. There'll always be isolated cases, no matter what industry you're talking about and whether there are people involved. Certainly in most workplaces, drugs and alcohol can be issues. So who knows the circumstances that they're claiming, but it's not what goes on in the Australian sheep and wool industry.
Recently, the chief executive of the NFF, Matt Liniger, the former chief executive, was saying that the industry really needs to get on the front foot with animal activists working in Australia at home on farms, and this is a classic example. Is the wool industry on the back foot?
No, I don't think so. We always need to be proactive and we always need to make sure that the standards are the highest for animal welfare that we possibly can have, and that's the situation at the moment. So if there are isolated cases, I think they need to be dealt with in the proper way, and it would be good if animal rights groups actually brought forward any evidence so they could be dealt with, but it's not what happens across the Australian sheep and wool industry.